A Sioux Falls packing plant has the highest concentration of COVID-19 cases in the country. To understand why, one expert is looking back 7 years. That's when a Chinese company bought the Smithfield plant. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The WH Group in China offered a multi-billion dollar bid for American pork processor Smithfield Foods. The 2013 deal was so big it triggered a congressional hearing. Usha Haley and others testified against the purchase. Haley is a professor at Wichita State University in Kansas who spent more than 20 years studying Chinese business practices. This was part of her testimony.
The medium and long-term benefits to U.S. consumers, industry, and society are questionable, and the risks outweigh the benefits.
But the deal went through. The Sioux Falls plant is one of the Smithfield facilities WH Group acquired. Locals know it as the old John Murrell plant. More than 700 Smithfield workers and close contacts have tested positive for COVID-19. That accounts for more than half of all the cases in South Dakota. Smithfield shut the plant down temporarily under pressure from the public and elected officials. B.J. Motley is the head of the union at the Sioux Falls plant. He worked inside the plant for more than 20 years before becoming union president. He says there was a big change after WH Group bought Smithfield. The workweek changed from 5 days to six, and some employees started working 7 days a week.
Because, you know, the Chinese want more pork. You know, they wanted more production. And I guess the demand was high for pork, so I guess they can't get it out the door fast enough from, you know, for the high demand.
Annual reports show production across the company is up 19% in the last 5 years. However, the number of employees is down 7%. The most recent report available says the company made $23 billion in revenue and $1.7 billion in profit. The union's head, Motley, says most employees don't complain about the production demands because they want the overtime. Many of the plant's 3,700 workers are from immigrant backgrounds. Motley says a lot of them work more than 50 hours a week at hard, physical jobs, standing on a line butchering carcasses. Getting big production out of immigrant employees is a long-standing strategy at meatpacking plants. Bill Warren is a professor at Western Michigan University who studies the meat industry.
And so starting in the 60s, but then it really heats up in the 70s and 80s, companies are much more aggressively anti-union. And part of that strategy is you hire immigrant workers, especially Latino workers, who don't speak the language very well. They're willing to work dirt cheap. You know, they're just looking for a foot in the door.
The United Food and Commercial Workers Local at the Sioux Falls plant has about 3,000 dues-paying members. Union President B.J. Motley says management didn't do everything he asked to protect workers, but he still praises their approach.
From what it's worth, I think they've done a great job. You know, there's something, you know, that's tough to handle, and, you know, I guess I think they've done a great job.
The head of the Sioux Falls Federation of Unions has a different take. That's AFL-CIO President Cooper Carraway.
And management kind of drugged their feet. They weren't really taking seriously, they certainly didn't think that it was a serious enough situation that they needed to institute some of these changes that they saw are drastic changes.
Many workers at the plant are afraid to talk to reporters. Those we contacted did not respond to requests for an interview. However, workers' stories are flowing out through advocates like Nancy Reynosa. She runs a Sioux Falls nonprofit that translates public information into Spanish. She's also part of a coalition trying to help Smithfield workers. She has numerous family members and friends who work at the plant. Reynosa says in the early days of the pandemic, workers were given only minimal personal protective equipment, known as PPE. Instead of masks, she says some workers were given glorified hairnets, like food service workers use. And Reynosa says there wasn't enough social distancing in places like cafeterias.
Also is the locker rooms are completely packed, you know, with people. And they cough there, and it's everybody's in the room, and it's small, and it's all packed.
Haley, the China expert at Wichita State, says that sounds like a Chinese company.
They do cut costs where they can and when they are controllable. And one of the fears that I had was that the Chinese would start looking at this Smithfield, our Smithfield operations, as being on the lowest rung of the ladder. Menial operations for which they did not really have to expend many slack resources.
Haley says a Chinese business approach provides little excess capacity to deal with a crisis.
What this has done, what the COVID-19 has done, is it has shown fault lines. So with very little slack to cover things like PPE or worker welfare, the Chinese, this when it hits, a stochastic shock like COVID-19 hits, the companies fall apart along those fault lines.
The head of Sioux Falls AFL-CIO, Cooper Carraway, says the situation might have been just as bad if Smithfield was still an American-owned company. He says Smithfield was known for what he calls vicious and exploitative practices. Smithfield responded to questions for this story with an emailed statement. It says in part, quote, Smithfield Foods is a U.S. company based in Smithfield, Virginia, that provides more than 40,000 American jobs and partners with thousands of American farmers, run by an American and U.S. management team. As highlighted on our webpage, we remain focused on keeping our employees and communities safe. End quote. A team of investigators from the Centers for Disease Control has visited the plant. They're working with state and local officials to determine how to safely reopen the facility. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.